Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host this morning is Minister Sadie Elliott. And before we start this morning, we're going to have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's tuning in on the radio today, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to meet them at their knees. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Direct their steps today as they go to and fro, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to watch over them, take care of their families, whoever may be listening today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that I said today that will help them along this Christian journey, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, good morning, listeners. Today, our topic is on perseverance, and we're going to start on from the Word of God in James 1 and 12 say, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Had you ever thought of perseverance? Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about it. There are many events in our lives over which we have no control. However, we do have a choice either to endure trying times and press on or to give up. The secret of survival, whether or not we question God's presence or his ability to help us, is remembering that our hope is in the fairness, goodness, and justice of God. When we put our trust in the character of a God who cannot fail us, we will remain faithful. Our trust and faithfulness produce the endurance that sees us through the tough stuff we are faced in this life. We're talking of perseverance today. And on perseverance means don't quit. Don't give up. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you are tottering seem all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometime learn. and many a failure's turnabout, when he might have won had he struck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggle has given up when he might have captured the victory's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the garden crown. So don't quit today. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the cloud of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. We're talking about perseverance today. You have to press on in spite of whatever's going on. You can't quit. You can't give up. And the word of God says from Romans 2 and 7, to them who by patience continue in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. Today we are still talking about perseverance. We often face tasks that seem to have insurmountable mountain odds, but if we make the most of whatever we have, the results are guaranteed to be beautiful. Just think about that today. Great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance. Sometimes it means beginning again. How many times have we, in radio audience, have we stopped, started, lost something, had to start all over again? But we persevere. We didn't give up. We kept on moving on. And there are times when we are forced to do a laborious task and do it all over again. But if we follow it through to the end, the results can be better than we ever expected. The following story that I'm going to tell you about today is about an author. We all have dreams of what we want to achieve. During our lifetime, but few endure it to the end to see their God-given dreams become reality. To achieve our dream, we must first set a long-range goal and objective. For many, this is a difficulty because of vigorous ideas about what they might want to do, sometimes without specific goals. Nothing significant can happen. And then after we have set our objective, we must think about the steps we can take to reach this goal. And as we take each step, we are making a commitment to press on. The only thing that helps us at this stage is perseverance. Perseverance makes it possible for us to believe that we can accomplish what we are set out to do. Don't give up today. Persevere. We take one day at a time. We think about what we're going to do. Write it down. Keep your journal on the things that you want to accomplish, the things that you want to do in life. Don't give up on your dream, no matter what your dream may be. Persevere in that. If it's to write a book, start preparing yourself to write that book. If you're going to sing, you want to increase your talent, go out, do the things that you need to do it. You want to do a radio broadcast or a TV broadcast. Persevere. Don't give up. I didn't give up at first when I couldn't get on the air, the radio. I kept doing something wrong. I'm going to say it was me. I don't feel it was the computer. Probably was something I put in wrong, but I persevered. I kept pushing until I got that thing to working. Even in church, it's a task that you asked to do. You may not have ever done it before, but go to God in prayer and persevere yourself to not give up. Keep pressing until you get it. Don't let bad memories or unfortunate incidents move in and dominate you. You won't get very far by looking in the rearview mirror. You must look ahead. Perseverance enables you to live in such a way that you can make good things happen. And we're still talking about perseverance, giving you different examples, different things today, where you can persevere in the Word of God. When you don't understand something, just ask God to give you the direction and understanding. Read it. Just read it over and over until you get it. When you're trying something, there is often misunderstood verses in the Bible. And let us consider one another provoked unto love and to good work. That's coming from Hebrews 10 and 24. And in this context, the above verse means that we are to arouse, incite, harden it. What a wonderful character quality to be able to awaken and inspire others to live righteously and godly in this present world. We don't often think about how much failure is simply due to the lack of insanity or courage or lost of spirit. When we lose heart in our project, there is no longer any vision to propel us toward our goal. There is when we become cheerleaders to our struggling friends. This is how we hearten and provoke others to good work. We are still talking about perseverance today, callers. When we remember that we are working for the reward of heaven and not for the praise of people, we are able to pass on, press on, persevere in the task ahead of us. How much this teaching is needed in the day of superficial and man-made methods to maintain good works in the face of flagging energy. How many dear people of God are fainting in that service because men and women are slow to approve or slightly applaud, strong to inactive by the sense of ingratitude? We all need to turn often to these scriptures to nerve us to renew service. Men and women require a sense of reward somehow, somewhere. We have it fully assured from him and in him. Beyond all that he may give us will be himself, anticipating the sight of his face. Then we need to see him now as the antidote to faintness and weariness, the suspicion spur to untiring service. Keep up the good work and don't get discouraged, for you will be rewarded. That's taken from 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. We're still talking about persevering today. Having courage for the great sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have laborious accomplishment, your daily tasks go to sleep in peace. God is awakened. When you think about perseverance today, think about gratitude for work. Thank God every morning when you get up that you have something to do which must be done, whether you like it or not. Being forced to work and forced to do your best will breed you in your temper and self-control diligently. And strength of will, cheerfulness, and content, and 100 virtues which the idle never know. And from the word of God we'll say, because the Lord God helped me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like flint to do his will, and I know that I will triumph. That's taken from Isaiah 50 and 7. Persevering this morning means keep on working. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou dost preserve my life. Thou dost stretch out thy hands against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand delivered me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Thy steadfast love, O Lord, and do it forever. Do not forsake the work of thy hand. That's coming from the word of God in Psalms 13, 138, 7 through 8. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's coming from the word of God in Galatians 6 and 9. We're still talking about perseverance this morning. When you feel defeated, too many of us let little things in life defeat us. How many of you all listening today let little things defeat you? But many outstanding figures in life have had to overcome obstacles before they became successful. Perhaps that is part of what made them so great. There was a man who once lived in America who inspired all of us. Yet this man knew the meaning of defeat. His mother died when he was a child, and a young man, he ran for the legislation of his state, but he was defeated. He entered business, but a worthless partner put him into bankruptcy. How many of us have went through that in life? He felt passionately in love with a girl, but she died. He served one term in Congress, but was defeated for re-election. He tried for an appointment to the United States Land Office, but failed to get it. He tried to be a lecturer, but he failed in that also. He ran for the United States Senate, but was defeated. He ran for Vice President of the United States, but was defeated. Who do you think this was? His name was Abraham Lincoln. But he continued on persevering. He did not give up. And the word of God said in 1 Peter 5 and 10, the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle in you. We're still talking about persevering today. And that's needed in the body of Christ to persevere. I know sometimes some of the topics I come in with and you're saying, well, what do I have to do? But when you sit down and really think about it, and with the ministry that God has blessed me with, Joy and Peace Outreach, you're outreaching to people each and every day from every walks of life with different trials and tribulation and problems in life. And a lot of these topics, a lot of these words come up in the conversation. So I said, well, let me start writing them down. That way I can share them with others on different wording and tell you what it's meaning for the body of Christ and through the word of God. Persevering today means try again. Don't give up. Don't quit. Many parents have quoted this favorite old poem to their children. The lesson may be simple, but it's an important one to learn. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. At first you don't succeed. Try again. Then your courage should appear. But if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. Once or twice, though you should fail, try again. If you will at last prevail, try again. How many times have our parents and loved ones have told us, don't give up, try again. If it don't work out this time, again. If we strive to no disgrace, though we do not win the race, what should you do in this but try and try again? Time will bring you your reward. Try and try again. All that other folks can do, why with patience should not you? Only keep this rule in view. Try again. Radio audience, that's what we should do today on persevering. Let us keep trying. Don't give up and don't quit. We have water, wind, and faith on persevering. Jesus challenged us to have faith in God, even in the midst of the windstorms of our lives. Even when there is no water around, We know what it is like to be in that boat. We even use simple language. We have stormy days, stormy relationships. We are swamped by all the work we have to do. We feel the list growing of things to do. We see the approaching deadlines. You know, we all write those to-do lists, the things we want to accomplish today and tomorrow. We all do that. We know the pressure to achieve much and accomplish more. When we add the family calendar, the relatives and the needs of the world, our boat often seems ready to capsize. Sometimes it feels like there is no way out. The problem threatens to dump us into the sea, and we cannot see how we are going to make it. Radio audience, I know you have gone through that. You may be in that situation right now, but don't quit. Persevere. Push your way through. At such times, we cry out, "Help! Help!" We want Jesus or somebody to save us. Scripture is full of such cries. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck, taken from Psalm 61 and 1. We are in good company when we cry out to God. Our challenge is to trust that not only does God hear our cry, but that he is also working it in the very midst of our windstorm. Jesus is revealing to the disciples and to us a God who cares for the well-being of all people, especially those feeling swamped. We need not worry how God will calm the storm, only that he will. Each storm calm leads us to great trust, a deeper faith. God can help us deal with the constant pressure of our days. God can bring calm to our stormy life. We just need to keep persevering. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that their boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. We're talking about Jesus. And they went and woke him. We're talking about the disciples, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the seas, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed. This was taken from the Word of God, the 8th chapter, 24 through 27. Read it, and God will manifest himself through it for you today. We're still talking about perseverance. This is coming from Matthews. "Come to me, all you who labor are in heavy laden, overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." The Word of God says, "For I am gentle, meek, and humble, low in heart, and you will find rest." The Word of God says, "Relief, ease, and refreshment, recreation, blessed quietness for your soul." The Word of God says, "For my yoke is wholesome," mean useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, oppressive, but comfortable, gracious, pleasant. "And my burden is light, easy to be borne." You can read that in the Word of God, found in Matthew 11, chapter 28 through the 30th. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him to help it, and he will. That came from Psalms 37 and 5. We are still talking about perseverance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This popular hymn may be best by remembered by the theme song that George Bailey Shear led the choir and in singing at every Billy Graham evangelistic crusade. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. We are still talking about perseverance today. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. You know, when you think about that song, you think about the words that's in that song. I hope it ministered to you today on Blessed Assurance. We have to continue on persevering. And you need to stand by your word. And I have a little letter from a teacher. Your success with grace depends on your own effort. You must be intense interest in your profession. That's still being persevering, no matter what occupation you're in. Do not devote all your time to the study of music, but to the study of developing how best to teach your pupils to comprehend it. The successful teacher is the one who can, in the most simplest way and in the shortest space of time, teach his pupil to understand the subject under consideration. They still persevere in telling you how you can go about it. Do not conform yourself to textbooks. By original, use the blackboard. Make your exercise short and to the point. Do not dwell too long on one subject. Keep your pupils interested. After you have taught them to read music, have them frequently study silent singing. Silent singing is thoughts getting. Oral singing is the giving of the thoughts from the printed page. But we must have the thoughts before we can give it to others. This on perseverance. And I asked a lot of people when I came up with this topic, some of their thoughts on perseverance. Teaching again, let us urge you to be honest and faithful in the profession you have chosen. Stand by the word 12 months in the year. Separation means loss of power. You may might not be doing. But if honesty and well-doing, it will meet with God's approval. God is leading me with confidence. I face my day every duty. An interruption or appointment, you are sent my way. We're still talking about perseverance. God's book of memory, his name is registered, and his angels have written Isaac the word he wrote. It is not the position that tells, but the earnest and conscious discharge of the duties belonging to it. Be faithful in the work and trust to your care. If I can help you on to success, let me know it. I am your friend. You use me as such. That's what God wants us to do. Grow closer to him. Listen to what he's telling us to. Still talking about perseverance today? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And this comes from the word of God on 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. Also through the word of God, Revelation 21 says, he that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You know, when you think about it on perseverance today, oh God, our help in ages past. This is another hymn. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Suffice is thy arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills and all the stood, all earth received her frame. From every lesson thou art God, to ever to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, sure as the watch that in the night before the rising sun. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life should last, and our eternal home. Still persevering. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumber, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust return, was not spoken of the soul. Trust no future, however pleases. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present. Hear within God, O head. Footprints that perhaps another sail or light Solomon made, a footlock shipwrecked brother seeking shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learning to labor and to wait. And that's what we have to do on perseverance today. Perseverance means more than enduring. God will not delay a minute longer than necessary to bring us the direction, answer, and relief we seek and pray for. Perseverance means more than enduring, more than simply holding on until the end. A saint's life is in the hands of God, like a bow and arrow in the hands of an archer. God is aiming at something the saints cannot see. But our Lord continued to stretch and strain. Every once in a while, the saints say, I can't take any more. Yet God pays no attention. He goes on stretching until his purse is in sight, and then he lets the arrow fly. Entrust yourself to God's hands today. Is there something in your life which you need persevering right now? Maintain your intimate relationship with God through perseverance of faith. A failure, a persevering, a detour to success. It has been observed that the only people who do not fail very much are those who do not try very much. Does that point also bold true with faith? In the word of God, Simon had been at the top of the class among Jesus' prized people. And he was also the natural leader among the apostles. He had even been given the affectionate nickname Peter, meaning rock of rocket. By Jesus implying a key foundation role, Simon would play for the church in the times ahead. Unfortunately, things didn't continue in that direction for Simon Peter. Jesus eventually had to tell his closest followers that was on the horizon for him on that trip to Jerusalem. Still talking of perseverance. In keeping with God's plan, Jesus would have to suffer at the hand of the Jewish authority and be sentenced to die on a Roman cross before being raised from the dead. This has not sailed well with Simon Peter. It ran contrary to his personal plan for Jesus. As a result, strong-willed Peter even went so far as to take Jesus aside and rebuke him. This was the first time Jesus had to warn Peter that he was inconsistently playing into Satan's hands with such a short-sighted thinking. What a shock this must have been to Peter to be told by the master that the devil was using. Your deep concerns would be highly confusing, to say the least. Perhaps it was even a little delusion, sowing a small seed of doubt in Peter's mind. Then after Jesus and the apostle arrived in Jerusalem, the warning was repeated, and at the very arrogant point, the issue came up immediately after Jesus had spoken of the faithfulness of the apostles in trial. He promised them close fellowship and the authority to rule under him in the coming kingdom of God. So God, so good. This was indeed music to Peter's ear. But Jesus then struck a sour note. He brought up Satan's eagerness to sift the lives of the apostles, so many, like kernels of grain. Most troubling of all was that Jesus focused this point at Simon Peter. Jesus pointed his finger at Peter, clearly implying that although Satan desired to trouble the lives of all the apostles, he was particularly intent on getting to Peter. This deal about perseverance. But Jesus didn't stop there, although he knew that would be short-term failures of faith on the part of Peter and the other apostles. Jesus would not allow this to be long-term or permanent. He had prayed to the Father to enable Peter to get beyond that painful failure to help restore and build up others in the Lord. Just think about that. Peter, with all the things he went through, was restored and proven to be even more effective in service for Jesus. The Word of God said, let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. That's coming from the Word of God in Galatians 6:9. Perseverance is possible as long as we remain convinced that God is at work, changing people, changing our circumstances, and changing us. You have to have perseverance in obedience. And we're talking about perseverance still. And what is faith? It is a confidence assured that sometime we won't is going to happen. It is certain that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot set it up ahead. That's coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, but it's still talking about perseverance. And the Word of God says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. That's coming from the Word of God in Ecclesiastes 7:8. A problem and a promise. God has not left us unarmed. He has made a way of escape. He will not have us harmed. Preserve in obedience. He may be testing your faith, but he will lead you victorious to arrive at your promised place. That's on perseverance. You have to trust God. Promise what he have told you. God may throw us a few curves in life. We may feel hazardous, troubled, anxious, or uncomfortable, and not understanding why our circumstances don't fit our desire. But if we trust in the wisdom of his plan, God will provide for all our needs. So think on that today, on perseverance, as you go about your chores today. Read the Word of God, God's arm. Problems are a fact of life. Luckily, God is with us through them. He will help us preserve. And today, on a prayer, Lord, when we have nothing left to hold on to, your provide us with hope as an anchor for our soul. We need that hope now, and we pray that you will fill every broken piece in our lives with reassuring light. Thank you, Lord, for in you we have unending supply of hope in the midst of our uncertainties and failures. We know that we can see this situation through your eyes. We will see how you would bring us through it. Today, radio listeners, you can have perseverance in God. You can have hope in God. When everything seems hopeless, turn to God. Can make life seem worthwhile. So many people walk through life completely void of hope. There is no light in their eye. They are so beaten down by life that they can barely get out of bed in the morning, let alone face the day with a bounce in their step. The Lord would touch these lost souls, these weary hearts, with the glorious trust of his love for them. He would give them that blessed assurance, that hope that only comes with trusting in God. For such is the hope that make it all their lives and their days worth living. Today I'm going to leave with you perseverance. God shows light. He shows hope. God will sustain you. God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. So today, pray for strength. Ask God to keep you, sustain you. In our closing prayer, oh God, help us to link our livingness to gentleness. May our faint-heartedness to thy loving grace, may our holding back to our ongoing, may our fears to thy faith, then nothing can stop me. No matter what today, we're going to live in persevering. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work it for us far more exceedingly in turning weight of gold. When we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. The Lord direct your heart into the love of God and to the patient waiting for Christ. So today, remember to persevere. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. God is right there with open arms waiting for you to just step on in with him. Study the word of God today. And as you read on persevering in the different scriptures I give you, it will help you no matter what you're going through, what the situation is like. And before I leave, I will let you listen a little bit to encourage yourself. And until next week, peace, and may God bless each and every listener that listen to Joy and Peace Outreach today. We will be coming on with more and more topics. And if it's a topic that you would like to share with me that you would like to need to talk about, please feel free to email me on radio.com or just tweet in. Let me know. I'll be more than happy to share. And I would like to share and hear from others. So all you are listening today, or called in, please share in on the line or send some feedback that which you would like to hear on Joy and Peace Outreach, because we are outreach ministry, reaching out to the homeless and to the lost for those seeking what they need from Christ. Bye-bye.
Impression is all.